This all started because Photoshop Adam saw me out and about yesterday as I went to Little Apple Market. Photoshop Adam's a friend of the show. He creates all the Photoshop work that you see on mattstukes.com and at myspace.com/mattstukes. So yeah, he's a good friend of the show and everything, but he starts hating on my vehicle. Actually, another friend of the show and one of his running buddies, Schwa, is on the phone right now. What's the deal with it, man? Why are you guys hating on my car?
No, you've seen my ride. I drive a busted up 99 Mazda Proje.
Okay.
But I think the thing with your ride was, your ride is kind of like a pinkish, maybe like a peach color.
What is? My car?
Yeah, it had like some weird color to it.
It's champagne.
Champagne? That's even worse. I would have just gone like a hot pink if I were you.
Yeah. The story behind that car was that we won it when I was in high school. We won it at this like extravaganza, which was this fundraiser thing they did at my school.
Yeah.
And we won it at that extravaganza. So it was like a raffle car. And so that's what we got. So I didn't actively pick that color, although it's more of a silver than a pink, Chris.
I thought it was gold or something.
Yeah, it's not pink though.
I don't know. It looked kind of peach, but I mean, if you want to claim champagne,
maybe salmon.
No, if you don't want to get a new car, you can always, repaint it. There are places in town that do this.
I'm not repainting. Why would I do that? Didn't you just miss my entire point, man?
Dude, it's champagne.
I don't care.
But hey, in your defense and your car's defense, Photoshop Adam had a few in them. So
he had a few beers.
No, a few long-line iced teas, the big ones.
Oh, from where'd you guys go? Chili's?
Chili's, yeah.
Yeah, so you go and you get all drunk at Chili's and then start hating on my car. I see what it is. Yeah, man, no, I didn't take offense to that, but I thought, I'll point this out to everybody that this is ridiculous, people's obsession with the car.
Yeah, I came up to his room this morning. He was like, oh my God, I think Stukes is about to call me out on the air.
Yeah, so it happened.
All right, well, I don't hate your car.
Well, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I don't hate your car either.
Oh, well, thank you.
So now we're even?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, we weren't really uneven in the first place, but there you go.
All right.
Talk to you later, dude.
Bye.
Yeah, I didn't know that the fact they thought that it was pink was part of the factor there. If I was driving around in a pink car, yeah, I'd probably question that, too. I don't know, was the sun hitting it just right or something that made it look pink?
They're wearing some kind of 3D goggles and had one of the eyes covered up.
I want a car that doesn't draw attention to me. That's all. Okay?
Okay.
Good morning. What do you think?
I don't know, man. I think if somebody's going to clown on you for having a car, that's pretty ridiculous. I mean, at least you have a vehicle and you're not, ghetto style and asking people for rides everywhere or hoping to find a girlfriend that will take you everywhere. I mean, that's just stupid. I mean, you have a full-time job, obviously. You sound responsible, so what's the big deal?
Yeah, I agree with that. And yeah, it's not a lack of money that I don't have a nice car. It's just I want to spend my money on other things,
And it sounds like you are a pretty responsible person.
Well,
I don't think that you driving a 98 Corolla has anything to do with, being retarded or ignorant or anything like that, I don't know. That's just superficial. When usually guys that drive really, really nice cars are making up for other things they don't have.
Go on. listen to this. This guy who used to be one of like the big corporate guys when I worked in Lawrence, he drove a Hummer, owned a tanning salon, and then had a tanning bed in his house. So it's like, dude, what's going on there?
And I'm sure he looked like a lovely Oompa Loompa, didn't